On Monday, so we've just got to finish up, you know, and I guess just fine tune really what we've been working on this last week or so. So we're really not gonna get too far ahead because once we get to Philly on Monday, you know, we'll be focusing on them that whole week. But we're just really just trying to make the small adjustments right now.
What about for you? What are you focused on coming off last year? How do you improve upon a 1,200 plus yard season for yourself?
Just come in here every day and work hard. And like I said, I just buy into the coaches, and we're gonna have practice, you know, day after day. So I have to zone in every day, and I try to improve and get better each and every day. So there's really nothing I can do, you know, one major step or one thing that I can focus on. It's just coming out here and working hard, and I think hard work will always pay off.
How about your conditioning in the offseason? Did you change your offseason program last year or incorporate anything new?
Not really. I mean, I stayed with the same offseason program, and I went down to Baton Rouge and worked out, and now we're back here. So we're going to leave the offseason in the offseason. You know, we're stepping into the season now, and really it doesn't matter what you do in the offseason if you don't come out there and produce on the field. So that's the thing that I'm trying to focus on right now is just getting better and getting in the game shape and getting used to game speed.
One thing that's new about this new season is the rule involving crown of the helmet for running back. Are you conscious of it, or is it something that really doesn't apply to your running style, or how do you approach that with this season?
I'm going out there to play the game the way I play it, man, and hopefully, you know, I can do my best to stay safe and stay away from, you know, getting flagged for that penalty, but I have to play football and I have to protect myself and I have to run hard. So as a runner, we have to get our pads down and we have to get as low as we can, and, you know, to protect ourselves from defenders. So, you know, if they call it, they call it, and I'm sure Coach will have something to say about it, and we'll go from there.
You like getting those opportunities to split out and receiver?
Look, I like playing football, man. So whether it's splitting out or lining up in the backfield, however we're getting it done, like I said, every day is a blessing, and I don't take any of them for granted. So I'm splitting out, I'm having fun, man. As long as I'm playing football, I'm happy.
Do you think there's some more pressure on your unit just because you've had more, you don't have as many new faces at running back as, say, you have at wide receiver? Is there a responsibility for you guys to, you know, maybe carry the offense a bit?
I mean, week in, week out it is. You know, Brady's job as a quarterback, you know, is to handle the passing game. Us as running backs, we have to do it on the ground. So, I mean, more pressure. Yeah, there's some new faces out here. But, you know, for us, we just have to continue to do what we're doing. And that's working hard. So we can't really buy into the hype or what, you know, what people are saying. We just have to go out there and develop as a team. And when the ball's coming our way, we have to make that play.
Do you hear what some people are saying about wide receivers? Do you read things like that, watch TV?
I mean, I hear about it, but, you know, how Coach says, we focus on us and what goes on in this facility. And, you know, between our team, we're just going to go out there and be the players that we are. So we can't really get caught up in it, you know, because that's when I think you easily get distracted or you try to zone in on it too much. But, I mean, we've been playing this sport a long time and we know how to do it. So for us, we just have to go out there and work.
Steven, you started the week off kind of with a rough stretch there, and I'm just curious how you put that behind you.
Dude, the days are coming either way, you know, tired, rested, whatever. You know, the days are going to stack up. We hadn't even played week one. You know, we have four preseason games, and camp is long. We're going on a week straight. I mean, it's easy to get off focus and, you know, say we're tired or we're beat up, but so are the other teams that are out there. But every day we're just going in there and we're getting better. And that's the thing that I really take to heart. As long as you come out here and you fight through it mentally, physically, you got to be tough to play this sport. And that's how we are as a team. That's how the Patriots get it done around here. So the Patriots way is just to come out here and go to work. Ball is how you feel.
When you see guys like Shane and Brandon who, you know, couldn't really do the drills today because something's bothering them, is there more pressure on you to stay healthy and produce?
You're on that pressure word, huh? I mean, it's no pressure, man, really. I mean, my teammates are going to be sore. I mean, it's a week straight. It's brutal. I mean, camp is nothing easy, man. So if they have a little injury or something that they're going through, you know, I think the coaches do their best job to take them out and put them in when they need to be, let them get a little rest. But for me, if I'm on the field, I'm playing ball. And I hate coming off, man. So unless it's major, you know, I have a leg that's hanging off or something, I'm going to be out there. So that's just kind of my style and how I do it. But that's not taking anything from the other guys. I mean, I'm sure they'd like to be out there too, and that's the coach's call. I mean, if they tell you you're down, you're down. But we just have to come out there, and the next time that they get out there, they're going to be right back to work. So it won't be long, man. I can't be out there by myself, I promise you. So they'll be back in due time.
Steve, I know it's a new year, but, you know, how are you able to continue the success that you had last year and kind of build off of that coming into your second season?
Man, honestly, I just stay on my knees, man, and I pray every night and ask God really to watch over me, you know, and I don't take any day for granted. I say it all the time, man. I'm very blessed to be where I'm at. And it's only because of him where I'm at. So right now I'm just loving my career, and I'm thankful for the job that I have. You know, it's some long hours going in, but it's brutal to the body, man. So you just have to come in there and work hard. You know, you got to train, you got to run, you got to love it, man. And as long as you love it, I think you'll pull through, you know, in the hardest times.
I want to say, you know, it's a bruising position. Do you, you know, kind of take some time in the offseason, just kind of let the body rest and you know, get ready again for it?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to do that. You got to get away from the game when you can, man. Because if you do football all the time, you know, 365, you'll lose your passion for it. So, I mean, we spend enough time up here as it is. So when it's the offseason, it's the offseason. Time to relax and spend time with the family and your friends.